On the last Sunday of the year, we begin to look forward rather than backward. Some of you may not want to look back on 2023. In many ways, it's been a very difficult year for individuals, for the church, for us here at Zion, for our country and the world in and of itself. Been a tough go. And so as I prepared a little bit for today, of all places, I turned to the book of Lamentations. I don't know that I've ever heard a sermon out of Lamentations. You know, this is a book of quote-unquote sorrows, so to speak. It's kind of what Lamentations means. But it's also a book of knowledge, of a knowledge that the writer, and we're not 100% sure who wrote it, but the writer began to understand how good can come from bad. There's a saying that you have seen and heard. I've seen it on ball caps, on sweatshirts, on the back of leathers. I've seen it quite often. Semper Fi. Semper Fi. The long term there is Semper Fidelis. And it means always faithful. Always faithful. Now, I don't know if we have any Marines in the congregation this morning, but when I hear Semper Fi, that's what I think of immediately. Are the Marines and their faithfulness they have to one another. I read a lot of history books, and I'm a big World War II, not aficionado, but I really enjoy reading about World War II and the impact that the Marines had on that war is unbelievable. And they attribute it to the fact that they were there for each other as much as they were there to fight for their country. And I believe that we in some ways can see Semper Fi embellished upon the robes that God wears when he walks through his heavens. Always faithful. Always there. God is faithful in his character. You know, God can't do wrong. Have you heard that before? That's another thing that we don't talk much about in the scriptures. God is incapable of doing wrong. So when I get mad at him, it's not because he's done wrong. It's because I have. God is consistent. And that's the one thing that I think this world needs today is consistency. Be able to understand what we are and who we are and where we're going and why we're going there. You know, the older I get, I have to realize when I get in the car and I turn it on, I have to stop and think about where I'm going. Because it would be very easy for me to just get in the car and go and have no idea where I'm going. This happened to me not long ago on Rybolt Road. We're coming over Rybolt Road, and you know, it's like this. And we're coming up on the stoplight at Wesselman, and I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, where am I? Nothing looked familiar. It happens. Our consistency has no bearing on how consistent God is for us. The works of his hands are faithful and just. That's told to us in Psalms 111. And it says also in that verse, all of his precepts are trustworthy. Boy, that's a tough word, trust. It's a word that you and I really have a hard time dealing with. When I see something going wrong It's easy for me to step back and begin to judge someone because of what they're doing, and that I wouldn't do that, but I have to trust that they will do right. I have to trust that my kids are raising their kids like I want them to raise their kids. Does that make sense? I have to trust God that He will give me the strength every day to get myself out of bed and face the mirror every morning. And when I do, I look at it and I think, God, thank you. Thanks for another day. Thanks for your goodness. Thanks for your faithfulness. Thanks for the work that you do through us, that you allow us to be your hands and feet in this world. I love the fact that everything he says is true. Now, I am one, folks, and I think you probably remember me saying this from time to time. I believe that every word in the scripture, from Genesis 1 through the end of Revelation, is true. The world is trying to make that not the case. Scott has preached and said many times that we, as a Methodist faith, have faced many people who have tried to make the word be what they want it to be. That's blasphemy. That's a tough word, blasphemy. It's one that we don't hear very often. But God speaks the truth. And we can know that when we read the scripture, no matter what it says, it is true. When God makes promises, he keeps them. I had a preacher one time tell us, it was Reverend George Brown when he was at Westwood United Methodist Church. He said, claim the promises of God. God makes promises to us, and they are there for us to claim. The biggest one is that he promised that our sins would be forgiven with the death of Jesus on the cross. We claim that. I was with Rock Schultz a few days before he passed. What a blessing that was for me. To sit with Rock and help him to understand what was going on in his life. Rock's biggest concern was, obviously, that he wanted to leave his family safe. He wanted to leave them that they knew that he loved them. But Rock was also concerned about his spirituality. And so we sat there for a minute, we talked, and I asked him a few questions, and he answered every one of them yes. I asked him if he had ever quoted the sinner's prayer. He said yes. I said, did you believe it? Were you honest with it? He said yes. He said, but I didn't go to church, Rod. I said, not everybody does. And there are some people who shouldn't go to church that do. But Rock knew the Lord. And when he told me that, the blessing of how faithful God is to us became very, very clear to me. The promises that God made, he continues. He directs us in the way of righteousness. He leads us by the still waters. He gives us hope. It talks about God gives us our portion. What is our portion? What does that mean? I didn't know. quite frankly, scripturally, what that meant. What does that mean? But what that means is God gives us what we need. Boy, what I wish, I've wished many a time he'd give us what I want. But what I need, what we need, was a Friday afternoon years ago. I had been one of those Christians. I went to church all the time, and I was there Sunday. And we had youth group, and boy, we were faithful, but we weren't. I wasn't faithful in my daily life. I wasn't faithful in my prayer life. I wasn't faithful in many parts of my life. And I'm sitting at the intersection of Ebenezer and Bridgetown Road, Five Points, it used to be called. And I'll be honest with you, tears started coming to my eyes. And because as I thought about it, that was probably the lowest point, one of the lowest points of my life, especially from a financial standpoint. I literally didn't know that we were going to be able to buy groceries. Now you think, come on, Rod. No, it's true. And what came to my mind? Give us this day our daily bread. Out of nowhere. Don't tell me God doesn't talk to us. Give us this day our daily bread. From that moment forward, I've never concerned myself with my portion. Because God has promised it to us. And time again, he has fulfilled that promise in my life, and I know in your life as well. We may not recognize it. It may not come as we want it to come. That didn't come the way I wanted it to come. That didn't end up the way I wanted it to end up. But for me, it was the only way it could end up. Because I was stubborn, I wouldn't understand if it didn't end the way it did. If you stop and think about it, God's enough. God's enough. You and I don't need anything else to get through life. God provides the else in our lives. God provides us with those who we've been married to. God supplies us with those who have been a part of our lives in love and in just enjoyment. God supplies our children, our grandchildren. God supplies our neighbors. God supplies those who don't even know him, but they don't know it. If the world knew that God was enough, be a lot better place. A lot better place. So, I ask you today, when you think about 2024, think about God's promises. Get in the Word. It's full of interesting stuff. Read Lamentations. Read the whole book of Lamentations. Boy, that takes you on a road of ups and downs and ins and outs. Read Revelation. Some of you have studied it. Read it. Because then we know how the story ends. We know that God's promise is for eternal life. For those of us who choose that direction. But God's promise is also of joy. And so as we look to 2024, may we look with the understanding that if we hold his hand, he's enough. God, sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget that our days can be so much better and brighter. if when we look in that mirror in the morning and we shave, we put on our makeup, we comb our hair to get ready for a new day, we should see you on our shoulder. We can hear you. We can sense your presence. Guide us now, Father. Grant us your continued peace, both in our hearts and in the world, and only the peace that you can give. In Jesus' name, amen. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross. I bear it no more. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Give him Christ, folks. Give him Christ.